Incredible, man. But, yeah, I just finished digging on it, you know. And he comes from all sides on this one. Like each track take you from one bag to another. You know. He's low down. He's funky. He's sentimental. And the man is sad. Throughout the whole album, you'll find these elements of moods. And when you bag up that many moods, you gotta reach a lot of souls in some of the most remote areas. Music such as Goodfoot, The Whole World Needs Liberation, Your Love Was Good For Me, Cold Sweat. Nothing beats a try but a fail. Lost someone. Funky side of town. That's a little tune that James, Bobby Bird, and myself did together, you know, like it's a real party, low down, get down sad. And then there's Please, 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 like you've never heard before. You know, the all-time classic. Ain't It a Groove? Make It Funky. Part 3 and 4. Incidentally, I'm Hank Ballard, your love sad man, rapping to you on the contents of James Brown's latest album. Yeah, a living legend. That's what they call him, a living legend. And guess what? That's what the man is. A real live living legend. Yeah, after 18 years, he's still terrorizing the music world with his fucking music. And judging from his new album, he's still on the good foot of his career. James Brown World. James Brown World of music. Oh, well, he deserved to be in the galaxy of stars. But it wasn't easy for James from the beginning. He had to fight his way through a mean, vicious jungle. You know, the jungle of show business. It's vicious out there, man. It's very vicious. Ask me, I know. And my advice to all newcomers is that if you're timid and looking for mercy, stay on a road that leads to a more compassionate world. Because this one out here will eat you up alive, brother. I mean alive. Yeah, I got caught running around in the graveyard of losers. But I had an unshakable determination that I was coming out. This is not my place, you know. So I came out and joined the James Brown production. James was the only one besides myself that had a strong belief in my talent and knew he could formulate a groove that would put my star back in this galaxy, you know. James Brown World, James Brown World of Music. And wow, I'm glad I'm part of this world. So is Miss Lynn Collins, Mr. Bobby Bird, Miss Vicki Anderson, Mr. Lee Austin, Mr. Charles Babbitt, and of course Bob Both. Mr. Bob Both, that is. Miss Jeanette Washington, Mr. Vanna Ray, and of course Fred Weston and JB's. Yeah, and a great many of others, you know, that I really don't have time to run off. But it's quite a few in the James Brown world. Wow. changed my world of music. My man, your man, people of man.
Hello, my lovelies. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the boss of Medium. If you are just tuning in, we are doing our shamanic tronic right now. How excited are you? I'm super excited. So, through the shamanic journey, you know, the whole point is to basically just be free. You may get, you know, you can see your power animal may come through, you know, guide you, and all your spirit guides can come through. You can ask a question, or you can just let them give you a message, or you can just be free with it, not expect anything or not ask anything, and just enjoy it and just take in the healing. In any case, it's all healing. So you're gonna get healed no matter what, as long as you're joining. Okay, lovelies. Okay, let's do this. So I'm just going to be drumming spontaneous, and sometimes I may vocalize and sing with no particular lyrics, but this is all a channeling of spirit. So get comfortable, like in a meditation, and if you're not in a meditative state, it's A-okay. Wow, that's a lot of them. Kerplunkling. Okay, ready? Are the messages from the spirit world, all your ancestors, all your guides. The drumming is an opening into other dimensions, in your higher self. Your heartbeat to your heart. Feel the rhythm of your heart. Now, Infinite Spirit, thank you. Thank you for this journey. Thank you for connecting us to the infinite realms and opening up dimensions to exactly where we need to go and exactly where we need to be this week. Please open up our heart space, open up our minds, make us a clear conduit to receive all of the things that we need, and help us in this most perfect time to feel the energy of being present, because that is where all the power is, and that is where all the manifestor energy is, and being present is where and exactly what we need. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us in the shamanic drumming session. I hope you got exactly what you needed. I personally was just there to experience it. A lot of time I would get, you know, and sometimes we have this expectation. So a lot of, you know, we're human. We have an expectation to have an experience. I had very little experience. I was just very in the drumming, and at the end it kind of sounded like, it felt like something took over my body. So the last couple times we did the shamanic drumming, I had visions, I had messages. Today I was just there, I was just present. And sometimes that's how it is, and sometimes that's what you need. Sometimes you just need the healing. Sometimes you don't need to be bombarded with all these messages and guidance when you have enough, you know? So sometimes you just need the healing. I could definitely feel some pain leaving my body. And that's what shamanic drumming does as well. It can very much heal physically your entire body system and your energy field. So I love you. Let's get on with it. You know what? Let's get on with the show. The show. I cannot wait to get to the reading and seeing more of James Brown. And I could tell you, my energy level's so high. And so that's another evidence that James Brown is here, because we understand how he was as a performer. But my energy level is so high. I feel like I can go for another run after this. Can I tell you today? I lifted weights, I danced, I ran, and I walked. Like, and I could still go. Yeah. That's a spirit. And spirits, they really can influence us. And that's why we need to be very mindful and cautious about who we're inviting in, who we're letting into our energy field. I, you know, only deal with lightness. I've been doing this for a long time. I've been practicing for a long time. So it's not like I'm just opening up doors and being like, ooh, let's see what happens. You know, I've had a lot of practice with this before, you know, doing this professionally. And I'm at a point now where it's professional, and I can do this and not let in dark, you know, things that aren't supposed to be there. And, you know, it's about being able to allow them to have positive influences and positive energy and their gifts to share with you, and to share their influence on a positive, highest level, you know. So that's another thing about mediumship is, when we're asking to open up, remember and understand to ask to the highest good. Ask on a higher level. Ask in the angelic realm. Invite that. But in order to do that, you have to be that, and you have to vibrate at the same level. So it's recommended to open up to the spirit world when you're in a good place, because you want good spirits. I'm not saying there's bad spirits. I'm just saying you want to invite exactly, you want to give out exactly what you want to come back to you. That's basically, it's very simple like that. So it's 7:20. Stay tuned, because at 7:40 we have our message. So exciting, very exciting for the message, the angel message that comes through. Love you. Let's get back on. I got some Motown for you. I heard it through the grapevine. Shifting gears a little bit, and then we're going to get back to some James Brown. All right. Whoo.
My body's built like a 224 water wide frame. cock it 10 times before you can stop the strong love. Don't knock it if you don't wanna rock it. Ow! Hit me, hit me. I know I'm gone. Ah, got a bag of my.
Untrained a cappella, not okay. Not giving WMFO money, even worse. Send us money by credit card online at support.wmfo.org. Donate by check, made out to trustees of Tufts College and made out to WMFO. Attention, support, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155. You don't want to hear us again.
Greetings, we're here, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. I'm your host, Ryan Merlinite, the boss of Medium. I hope you're enjoying all this James Brown, Frankie Valli, and some random favorites here and there. So I hope all is well. I hope you're taking it all in. I hope the energy is high enough for you. Hope it's good enough for you. And I think I should turn this light on because I'm in here and I feel like a vampire right now. It's all dark. It's all dark. Anyways, please keep enjoying. Please make sure to tune in on Sundays. June. Every Sunday for the rest of the summer, 1 p.m. Paranormal Playground Sound Sunday Service. Sometimes I do from 11 to 2 p.m. actually. So sometimes I've been doing that. You know, I did that last week and the week before. So tune in. I'll let you know if I'm having a three-hour show. Or if I'm just having 1 hour, or just in 2 hours, but a break in between. I'll let you know beforehand if that happens. So yeah, life is good. Life is magical. And just take a deep breath in and just feel the magic that's happening and the high vibrations. So I love you so much. I'm going to get back to some James Brown and the high vibes. Have abs, have abs, have abs. We got this. We got it.
Tell myself something gotta give, but the harder I try, I keep finding out that I just wanna live. So if things with you have been kind of rough,
and life is hard, and living is a little too tough. Don't give up, don't lose a trail, because nothing beats a trial. Nothing beats a trial. Nothing beats a trial but a fail. Somewhere along the way, like a boat without a sail, but I'm gonna row it just like a captain, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because nothing beats a try but a fail. Concentration and aggravation will drive you stone out of your mind, but determination and dedication will win out all the time. But nevertheless, if it's not my day, I'll do my someone, a million to one, 10,000 people, but I'm a fire, the sun. We need someone, someone, the only one. To care for, just that someone. Hey, now I got something I wanna tell everybody. I got something I want everybody to understand now. You know we all make mistakes sometimes. And the only way we can correct our mistakes, we got to try it one more time. Sing a song for you one more time.
One more time.
I want you to know that I'm not singing a song only for myself now.
Sing the song.
I'm not singing a song only for myself now.
Sing the song.
I'm singing it for you too. Say that little thing and make you feel good on the inside. I want to hear you sing that little part that might sting in your heart. I want to hear you scream. Don't just say out, say out.
yeah, you're screaming. I believe I gotta come on over.
Good afternoon. Good evening. It is time for that. It is that time of the show where we're going into our angel messages. So what was the message? Okay. So, I mean, I was getting a lot. There's so many things happening with the card. And yes, I'm starting at 7:40 because there's a lot and I definitely need to take notes. For what James Brown wants to say. Whew, whew, whew. Let's do this. Okay, so Infinite Spirit, thank you for having us and joining us. Thank you for doing our best to connect, doing our best to live in the highest vibration, live in the highest frequency, and live in the highest joy, and love life and be free. And we know that's what it's all about. And James Brown has so much positive energy and so much positivity in his music, so much power, so much messages. You know, he is a spiritual teacher in himself, and to help us understand how to be an excellent communicator. He had it in his dance. He had it in his voice. He had it in his message. He had it in his music. He just had it in the complete total package of innovation. Of communicating, and that is a form of channeling in itself. James Brown definitely is a channeler in himself, you know. Never mind the drugs, just kidding. I'm just kidding. Never mind that. Life is good, life is good. Ooh, so let's go in. What is the connection? What is the energy that we'd like to say? First of all, James Brown has such an... Oh my God, he's making me laugh so hard. His energy, like, you just can't... Like, when he comes... When his spirit comes in your presence, you just have this... You can't stop laughing. You can't stop smiling. You just... Your vibration just shoots way, 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 way up in the air. Oh my God, it's so fun. This energy is so fun. I hope you're taking all of this in and you can feel what I'm feeling. Like, for those of you who are super sensitive and super empathic and you can connect with spirit as well, I hope you're feeling the energy James Brown is giving. It's a lot of fun. There's been a theme about a lot of fun lately, so I'm glad that's happening, and I'm glad that's happening on the Paranormal Playground Sounds, because this is exactly what it's about. Yeah, da, 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 da. Okay. I'm hearing the word, we must be communicators with integrity. He's saying the words about communicating with integrity, communicating. Through the way we move freely is the way we should speak. It should be graceful. It should be poised. It should be confident. It should feel good. It should feel nice. It should be flowing so naturally. People can take your word however they want, but the way you speak should be the way you move. Allow your body to guide you to your source of inspiration, to how we need to get messages across to each other, is what he's saying. Our energy is so important. Everything is energy. And when we understand that everything is energy, we have so much more power in our lives. We have so much more ability to control our world. We must harness and control our thoughts, our emotions, everything we must do, we must put it and organize it as a beautiful painting. We are the creators of our world and our universe. So how are you going to use your energy? How are you going to get the energy to do what it is that you need to do? First, go in and understand. So he's talking about going in and understanding what type of energy are you? Go figure that you can actually, and I need to write this down, you can figure out what type of energy you are and what your gifts are, what your talents are, what you're good at. How do you learn? Figure out how you learn. Figure out how you process information the best. Figure out all these things about you that are connected with energy and how you move into the world. Because once you understand more about energy, it's gonna understand. I'm hearing a message about understanding quantum physics more. Whoever, you know, this message is definitely for all of us who are there. I'm hearing a message to get books and connecting with quantum physics. This is an excellent time. The more we're here on this earth plane, the more we're going to experience things that are just going to make us really roll our eyes. I mean, yes, the beauty is going to lie within you, but the outside world may make you roll your eyes. So your job is to continuously create the paradise within yourself. He's talking about, do not get caught up with the things that are coming in. Do not get caught up with the outside distractions, the outside messages that do not serve us, that aren't serving our highest good. You do not have to participate in the collective conscious agreement of things that are not congruent with your world and the type of world you want to live in. And you have the power and you have the capability. But what we have to understand is you need to harness your energy in order to do this. You need to understand how to control it. You need to understand how to move with it. Get in touch with your energy this week. Say hello to your energy. Say, hi, energy. How can we work together? Hi, energy. How can we be best of friends? Really connect with your energy and your energy field, because what you have inside of your energy, it's psychokinetic. It's telekinetic. It's telekinesis. Telekinetic? Is that a word? Yeah. I don't. Psychokinetic. You know. The ability to move objects with your mind is real. The ability to manipulate energy with your mind is real. But what are we using that for? Are we using it, you know, solely for the purpose to just have that power? Or are we actually using it that benefits everyone else? It's like money. It's like currency. Your power, your energy is like money. And it's like, it really is. And so understanding when you feel like a billionaire, you have times where you feel like a billionaire, even though you're not physically a billionaire. I know you have those times where you'll go home, you have a bed to sleep in, you have food, you have the comfort of your home, you've got a loved one, a partner or family, whatever it is that you have, or maybe you're alone. That's a huge luxury. Or you got a cat or a dog, whatever it is, and you're doing simple things like chilling at home and you're in peace, eating snacks, whatever it is. Doesn't that make you feel like a billionaire? Well, that's what we're talking about. You're harnessing that ability to connect with peace and simplicity. And from that place, that's exactly that place of peace, that place of stillness, that place of grounded. That's exactly all you need in order to continuously accumulate the energy and more energy. Having energy to work out, having energy, you know, to go to school, having energy to go to work, having energy to go after your dreams, having energy. Where's your energy though, and where is it focused? Let's get in touch with that. This is a really good time to start organizing everything that's going on in your mind, that's going on in your life, that's going on around you. Getting in touch with you. This is a very important time to highlight all of this and really reflect upon, where is my energy and what is it focused to? And where is it focusing? Because when we share that energy, it's the same thing as money. So when we have all this energy to share, and like I said, the ability to manipulate energy with your mind, how are you using it? Are you using it to benefit other people? Are you using it to help? Are you using it to create the beautiful world around you and others? Are you using it to help yourself improve to become the best you? Or are you using it for, you know, whatever other purpose except for good? And honestly, it is your choice. So I can't sit here and tell you that you can't use this energy for bad, you know, is what he's saying. But it never will turn out in your favor if it is in a lower intention, a lower frequency, because lower frequency, what do? They end, they drop, they go to a limit, they go to an end. So you're better off using this energy for good, because guess what happens when you use energy for good? Guess what happens when you move the material world with your mind for good? Guess what happens? It keeps going, and it's infinite, and it's infinite, and it doesn't end. And what you give to others, you give to yourself. So there's a very strong message about energy this week, and really getting in tune with it and learning more about it, learning more about your own energy, what your energy type is. Thank you, James Brown, for that message. Let's see. And I'm trying to understand. I'm like, Frankie Valli, that's so random. And I'm so excited to see and reveal why they wanted me to play Frankie Valli. It was persistent. It came up once, and then it came up again today. It was like, you better, they do that. Spirit does that. They're like, you better remember to play this. If I feel like I'm like, maybe I'll play that next week, because it's not really aligned with my playlist this week. They're like, no. They're like, you must be kidding me. There's no way. No. You understand, Mariah. We run half of the show. And I'm like, okay. Okay, so let's go in before the show's over. I'm so excited. So what's going on? I know there's a couple deceased members. Frankie Valli, he's still alive, right? Okay. Let's see. Why did I want to play this? Okay. Oh my goodness. Wow. This is intense. So it's interesting. Sometimes these messages, when they bring me, it's like, it's interesting how the messages work, because they go to what I can translate, and then I translate it for you and how it applies to you and your message. So they brought me back to the time when I first got the Frankie Valli vinyl. And that was a long time ago. And I remember I was in high school, and the connection I had with it, and the summer and love and being in a relationship for the first time and having my first serious relationship and all of that, and first discovering love. And they want to bring me back to that time of what it was like to first discovering love. July is a time of love, partnership, people falling in love, people leaving relationships. And they're like, your thing is focusing on love right now. Whoever's listening in, your thing is to focus on love. Relationships, connecting, romance. And it's not so much about the other person all the time. In order to, you know, this is a good time to start really giving love and being romantic to yourself, so that when you do find a partner, or if you're already in a relationship, that energy can be magnetized for your partner, and everything that you're giving. And if you are having trouble and turmoil in your life with your relationship, it's all about what we're doing with ourselves. It's all about a mirror with ourselves. And it's all about understanding how we need to nurture more of ourselves. Understand, look at the good, look at the bad. It's all a reflection of ourselves. And Frankie Valli, that energy of music is so much, it's that, why that had to come, because they're bringing me back to that time of innocence. They're telling you, go back to that time of innocence. Go back to that time and remember what it was like to first have your first relationship, or really first fall in love, and understand and bring that back to you. Bring it back to you this month. Bring it back to you this week. Bring it back to that energy for yourself to fall, to be reborn and just unbelievably fall in love again, because miracles are going to happen when you unlock that energy of love. Bathing in it, basking in it, giving it. This is the month. You are going to manifest huge things with the power of love this month, because it's July. It is the month of love. Everybody is feeling it. Everybody's in it. Use it for good. Hone in on those emotions. Channel all your love and take it back to that innocence. Take it all back. It is 7:55. This is the Paranormal Playground Sounds, 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. We are out skis. Thank you so much. Thank you for James Brown for all your beautiful music and your spirit and guiding us and giving us all this energy, and Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons and all that music and bringing that energy in and just giving us the messages. I love it so much. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for listening in. We'll be here next time. Love you so much. Stay tuned. Woo! We're here.
Me and- and you. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
What'd you say about that, man? Who's that?
Isaac Hayes!
Oh, Isaac Hayes. I'm sorry.